because of everything we've learned over the past probably 10 years, we treated him on a pediatric-inspired protocol. There's very good data now that younger adult patients treated on pediatric protocols or pediatric-inspired protocols do better than patients treated on our old adult protocols.
I'm kind of curious because, you know, they always say age is just a number, but it seems like the number is somewhere around 40.
Yep.
This man was 37. For example, if the same exact man walked into your office physically, but he was 50, would you have still done it?
I would have. In fact, anyone who can get traditional cytotoxic chemotherapy, you know, who's in 65, 70, I actually will treat them on a pediatric-inspired regimen. Sometimes I modify the doses of things like the asparaginase a little bit that's given because you can get pretty bad toxicity, but I will.
You're saying 65?
Less than 60.
60.
Less than 60, yeah.
Wow, interesting. So what happened?
He was treated on a pediatric-inspired protocol. He got induction chemotherapy. We did a bone marrow biopsy after his induction chemotherapy. He was in a morphologic remission, but had minimal residual disease by flow cytometry. And the presence of minimal residual disease by flow cytometry in a patient with BALL is a poor prognostic factor for when they get a bone marrow transplant. So those patients typically will relapse after a bone marrow transplant. So the goal of therapy is to get the patient into an MRD negative state.